When people talk of the early years of the FWBO, they give the impression that things were quite chaotic. Drugs, sex and rock and roll. Well, in your case, not much rock and roll.
Okay.
But out of that has grown a movement of great spiritual depth and commitment. And have you reflected on this and considered how this happened? Mm. Mm. And I wondered whether you had any part in that.
Mm. You're going to repeat
that? Oh, I've got to repeat it, haven't I? Thank you.
Mindfulness is always useful.
So, when people talk of the early years of the FWBO, they give the impression that things were quite chaotic. Drugs, sex and rock and roll, but not so much rock and roll. Yet out of that has grown a movement of great spiritual depth and commitment. Have you reflected on this and considered how this happened? Perhaps there were specific things you put in place.
I think the first thing I'd like to say is that things at the very beginning were not so chaotic as one might have thought. Because things were very, very small. There were very, very few of us involved in the movement. I was in personal contact with everybody, especially with those who came at all regularly. So perhaps altogether at the very beginning I was in contact with 2 dozen, 3 dozen people. So I wouldn't say that things were chaotic, especially if I look back, for instance, to our finances. For the first, so many years of our existence, we had a very capable, conscientious treasurer who kept us well out of debt, always in the black. So certainly there wasn't that sort of financial chaos. Some people's individual lives were a bit chaotic. Yes, people did take drugs, etc., etc. Yes, they did get up rather late in the morning. And yes, they did squat, sometimes in an unauthorized manner. So things in that sense were a little bit chaotic, but I think that can be overemphasized, because partly there were so few of us and they were all in contact with me, and we were meditating, we were studying the Dharma. Later on we were going on retreat, and later on we were living in communities. It wasn't exactly organized, but it was organic, one might say. I think probably there's much more in society as a whole of some of the things that you mentioned now than then. For instance, drug taking. In those days, yes, quite a few people were taking drugs, but they were taking psychedelic drugs, and they were taking them as part of their quest for a greater reality. And often the taking of drugs led them to meditation. Nowadays, of course, people often take drugs just for recreational purposes, and that doesn't really lead anywhere. So I wouldn't like to exaggerate the extent of the chaos in a very early movement. Also, of course, we had some very respectable people. The first wave of order members were very middle class people on the whole. It was only with the second wave or third wave that hippies and people of that sort became involved. I mentioned our treasurer. Well, he happened to be a company secretary. And not so many years later, he was elevated to the peerage. Yeah? So our beginnings, in some ways at least, were quite respectable.
You haven't answered the second part.
Oh, yes, all right. Just remind me.
It was how it grew, how you feel the movement has grown into something of such depth. Mm.
Well, people come and ask me that sort of question from time to time. Especially people wanting to set up spiritual movements of their own. And years ago especially, people seemed to have the impression that there was some technique. Yeah? If you knew that technique, then you could set up a successful spiritual movement or a movement of some other kind. But there was no question of technique at all. Yeah? There's no sort of trade secrets to it. What I did was just what I was doing in India, more or less, with a somewhat different audience. I gave talks, gave lectures, taught meditation, led retreats. That was it. That was the secret. And we just kept on doing those things. And one thing led to another. The whole thing developed in a quite organic manner, in the way that a plant does, proliferating more and more branches and twigs and leaves. So no secret, no technique.
Thank you. So, Sarah, you're up next.